This is a bonus episode of Two Dudes, One God Pod. Today, dudes are talking about if the earth is round or flat.
Questions started, like, tumbling in my head whenever I was actually going to Australia, right? I flew out from LAX, and the flight path shows you go across the Pacific Ocean, right? Well, probably about, I don't know, about 8 hours into the flight, I noticed we were flying really low.
Wait a minute. You really believe that the earth is flat?
I'm not convinced otherwise.
Oh,
so,
man.
I look out the window, and I saw icebergs.
Are you sure they weren't just clouds, bro?
100%. Like, we were really low, and I saw ice and snow and all that outside. And for me, knowing geography, where in the hell is there ice in the Pacific Ocean? There's not. Nowhere. So that was kind of the first, like, huh, that's weird. And then I started seeing where they actually track flight patterns, and you actually see for missile patterns from the U.S. to be launching onto Russia from the 1950s. Do you know where the pattern was? We always think that it goes from the U.S. across the Pacific Ocean onto Russia.
But it actually goes from Alaska to Russia.
It goes from the U.S. above Canada, above the North Pole, and onto Russia. And that's the shortest path. So those kind of questions, I was kind of like, well, I mean, shit. That's kind of the pattern that I ended up taking.
So you're thinking you flew over the North Pole?
Yeah.
Thought that was like a no-fly zone.
No, actually, that's Antarctica. And that's a whole nother, like, question within itself. Like, you've got all these countries that are at war with each other, that are always, like, perpetuating these things against each other, and yet they all seem to agree on the Antarctic Accords. Like, where you can only go in certain areas, you can't go so far deep into the continent, and you actually can only stay along the edge, which that is like the ice area, so to speak. And there's also been people like Admiral Byrd, who actually went around Antarctica, and he recorded over 30,000 miles of ice wall. Well, that's not the size of Antarctica. Like, whenever you start to look at the instruments and look at the recording instruments that everybody has in place that records and tracks the distance that they go, you see that those numbers don't add up. And I don't know, those were just like some questions that I started like having in my head, and I've already been convinced that the moon landing was bullshit, because you've all the evidence is there. You start to go down that rabbit hole, you start to see that Disney actually was involved with NASA.
Well, I mean, let's just talk about the reality that the lunar module did not have construction equipment.
Absolutely,
it wasn't made
not.
Of something that could actually have survived the heat.
Yeah.
Right, between the shot or the missile or however it got up there.
However that was.
What, the Apollo rocket. It
right.
couldn't make it from the body of that rocket to the moon without completely disintegrating, melting.
Yeah, and you've got aluminum foil on top of it. You've got all kinds of bullshit construction ideas that just, like, make zero sense whatsoever.
Also, we never went back.
Right.
So, like, that's weird.
Yeah.
So somehow we had the technology to do that in the 70s, and then
we don't, and it's just lost technology. Like, that makes no sense whatsoever.
But I think it's well documented that the Earth is a sphere.
Is it?
Sphere.
From who?
It's biblical, too.
Is it?
It is.
Where?
Hold on, I'll pull it up.
So, in Isaiah 40, it says, he who sits upon the circle of the earth, and hangs it on nothing. This is talking about God. This is the reverence towards God. I think it's Isaiah 44. Like, it doesn't take away from the idea of circle. Like, a circle is not a sphere, right?
Agreed.
And then...
But is it a cylinder? Or is it a pancake?
I think it's a pancake. And also, in Job, it talks about... He's talking about God, and he says the seal of God. And what does a seal from that day and age look like? You have wax that you poured on a letter, and then you had the king's ring and signet, and he smashed it into a flat circular shape. And so and even the edges raise up, which is also another thing. Like, I don't think that Antarctica is like this. I think it's actually like this. So also I can bring up,
he was moving his hands around for the people that are listening to this non-video podcast.
This is definitely, do not post this.
I am, I'm 1,000% convinced that, number one, the earth is not a pancake.
Yeah.
Number two, that you definitely have a face made for radio.
oh man. Google Earth. So let me just download this real quick. Y'all are just seeing me.
Well, cartography is not a perfect thing, and it's impossible to display things. Why don't we talk about Pangea? Who believes in Pangea?
I believe because, in Pangea.
Okay, you believe in Pangea. And so every continent used to be part of one landmass that was in the ocean. But let me ask you this. What's under the water?
That's an interesting question.
What's under the water? Because we were taught that like it broke apart. And then all these continents just drifted around the world, mm-hmm. and then they just stopped where they stopped. Well, I put it to you that these continents, there's a fault line. San Andreas fault line runs along California. That tells me that under the ocean in California, it's still part of that tectonic plate.
Well, tectonic plates, I don't have an issue with those either. Like, I don't think...
I don't have an issue with tectonic plates. I have an issue with the idea that, like, the land masses are just floating on top of the ocean and they can just float around. Like for one giant, you know, landmass to split into several pieces and move around, there would have to be, you know, massive, you know, earthquake events, fault lines all over the place. And that's not what we see, I don't think. I mean, you know... Like when I was a kid, I thought that like, you know, North America just like floated over to where it is.
Right.
Like in the ocean. Because that's what it looks like on a map to a kid. But that's not the way it works, because the land doesn't stop. Water is just on top of it. So how did it move? How do we get from Pangea to this? And, you know, I think about that little Dickie song, you know. That bitch don't know about Pangea. You know? And, I mean... That song, actually, we probably have a whole podcast episode on that song, because there's some really interesting concepts, and like the girl kind of has this new age belief in God, and it's pretty interesting, and he's like, how do you know? And she's like, well, I know there's a God. Anyway, but, you know.
But going back to what's below the ocean, right, I have no issue with there being dirt, a crust, or anything like that, but whenever they have found oceans... below the ocean, right?
Well, the federal government now is saying that they found aliens in the ocean.
Exactly right. So where have you are seen they
this?
Hiding?
David, have you seen this?
No, I have not. So just so y'all know, anytime the government says anything, I don't listen.
Yeah, like not 100% of the time, because who told you that the earth was round?
Not the government.
The government told you the earth was round.
No, that's not correct.
Then who did?
My mother, who I also don't listen to all the time. But, I mean, just from my adult working experience, there's no way, in my mind anyway, that a pancake could be 11 miles thick.
Why?
I've made some big pancakes.
The crust on the Earth is supposedly like 50,000 feet, the deepest that we've drilled in the crust. What's the difference in it being on a pancake and the difference in it being on a sphere?
So what's on the bottom side of the fucking pancake?
That is a good question. See, there's a lot of models out there that show the pancake, right? But then also you've got a sphere, you've got a dome, and it talks about the firmament of the heavens in Psalms. He who stretched out the firmament with his hands, right? And what it also says in Genesis is he parted the waters, right? So whenever you look at the land mass and you look at the ocean, it's not like he parted the waters, because we have beaches, we have slopes, we have all that kind of stuff, right? But actually, that Hebrew word is parted those waters. And there is a use of the Hebrew word for parted. Y'all can't see this, but I'm going sideways with
what
this
you're inferring
them.
Is
his
that
hands are vertical and he's moving them right to left.
Potentially, the land just rose up out of the water
and
they walked
across.
That's
what we see. That's what we're able to observe in what we live in today, right? The land rose up, but the word of God says that God parted the waters. And that Hebrew word in Genesis is like this, right? That doesn't
now
make
his hands were horizontally going
yes.
up and down.
But you see, the Hebrew word, a different Hebrew word was used in Exodus for when Moses split the sea, which was this way. So,
well, that's the way they did it in The Prince of Egypt, the animated Disney movie, and that's
right.
the way it happened. I already know.
Yeah, exactly. Like, it's all documented, everything, right? But whenever we actually look at the languages that they use different words for different terms, why wouldn't they just say God parted the waters this way? So, for me, like, I'm the type that I don't listen to anything that the government tells me, including that the world is round and it's billions of years old and that we all just came from a genetic soup of accident. I am somebody that I believe the word of God over what man says. And whenever you have the government that wants to convince all these people that you're just an accident, that you're just evolved from a monkey, what does that do to the psyche of a human who takes out God in his life?
So just for the record, you're saying that you think the Bible says that the earth is a pancake.
Yeah.
For the record, Trey and David disagree with that.
Yeah. So was it like Jiffy brand or...
Bisquick.
Bisquick? Okay.
Bisquick, bitches.
Okay. All right. I guess rain is just the syrup then, or...
No, it's just a natural reaction that actually there's scholars out there that suggest that we didn't even have an atmosphere before the flood. So whenever Noah pops up and he's like, it's going to rain, everyone's like, what are you talking about? It's never rained. Like, rain has never come from the sky. And whenever you actually look at the context of the
situation. Without atmospheric pressure, you wouldn't have gravity. So, I guess
is
before Noah...
True?
No.
Well, I mean, I'm not floating around this room, so yeah, gravity's
right.
real.
So
atmospheric pressure, I don't believe, is where gravity comes from. I think the thought is that gravity comes from the rotation of the Earth.
Right.
And
which,
the magnetism of the core.
Which also brings up another question. Have you ever taken a wet basketball and spun it?
No, I've never done that. Of
not
course,
one
I,
time?
I'm sure I did that as a kid.
Which way does the water go? Away from the ball.
Well, that's centrifugal force.
Exactly. And we're supposed to be spinning thousands of miles an hour.
Pat, have you ever ridden a bicycle or a motorcycle?
Yeah.
Okay. Have you ever sat on a motorcycle and played with the friction zone of the clutch and put your feet up on the pegs and just sat there, not going anywhere?
That's gravity.
That's not gravity.
Right. But that's
gravity wants the motorcycle to fall over.
Right. But that perpetual motion is in a forward position. Like if you just sit there on a bike, you're going to tump over.
The problem with the flat earth concept is that it comes apart when you put what we do know about physics and force on it. So like if you think about a bicycle wheel, and I'm sure that all of us at some point, maybe not you because you were homeschooled, at some point somebody...
I just got everything explained to me in one comment.
At some point, all of us have seen like the front wheel off of a bicycle. You know, you can remove them when you're like whatever those kind of people are that wear the tight yoga pants and ride bicycles.
Like Pat.
Pat doesn't ride bicycles. He walks.
Yeah.
You've seen where you can spin it and then set it down on the table and it'll spin like a top.
Right.
Right? Like this idea of a top. Yeah, water swings off of it. Right?
Okay.
But this is a big...
Don't you dare say we're 70% water, Pat.
But what is over 80% of the earth? It's water. So it doesn't make carbon. Any sense.
Over 80% of the earth is carbon.
No. Whenever you look at a map, you mostly see blue all over the place.
So your whole concept of this is based on you looking at a man-made map.
How else are we supposed to do it?
Well, you look some at people, the same man-made some maps. People got in spacecraft and went to outer space.
No,
and
they fucking didn't. That's the thing. Like,
get Elon the whole on the
point.
Phone.
The whole point that I'm saying is
you're
NASA.
Telling me that nobody's been to space. I don't believe that we've gone to the moon, but
right.
I definitely believe that we've gone past the atmosphere.
Because
into space.
Also, there's people who before NASA, like there was this one guy in the early 1900s that got in a weather balloon. And he said that he actually hit a dome. He hit a roof, right? This is before NASA was even thought of. This is before it was put into mainstream. And we didn't even get confirmation. I say this in loose quotes. Confirmation that the Earth was round until the 60s. Yet you have Universal Pictures who puts a heliocentric globe model in front of people all the way back in the 1920s. So that was an instance where the propaganda began all the way back then. And then on top of that, you've got all of the planets that are named Mars, Neptune, Jupiter, Saturn. What are those named after? They're named after Greek gods.
Okay. So that brings up my next thought. So when you look through a telescope and you find the other planets...
Mm-hmm.
Okay, what are they? They're
and here's the
spheres.
Here's another thing. So they're whenever we look at a telescope here on Earth, right, in our backyards, right, we just got a basic telescope. You don't actually see the actual planet outline. You don't see those things yet. Whenever they have the Hubble telescope that takes the pictures of space, they're then sent off to Disney Pictures, who still funds NASA, who still is involved with all of that, and they are reanimated. They take their graphic designers, and they go, and they edit the pictures. And then you start looking at the pictures that we see of Earth that are from NASA, right? And you have different continents, which are proportionately different in each year. Like, you'll have... The pictures from like 2013 where it's got a picture of the U.S., of North America, and it's taking up over 70% of the picture, not even including South America. So whenever we look at what, and I think Disney has a big play in this, like I really do, because I think that's where a lot of NASA's funding comes from, is from Disney Pictures. And Disney Pictures always pushes an evil agenda, in my opinion. Like, you look back all the way into the subliminal messages that they put in there, all the bullshit that they put across in front of people from the time they're this tall and propagated.
So what you're saying is that Disney has indoctrinated people to believe that the Earth is round?
Yes.
You know what does conflict? I can see the moon with my naked eye.
Yeah.
And it's a sphere. Mm-hmm. Do you believe that the moon is a pancake that's just standing straight up?
Well, I'm not saying I'm with him on this one, but we haven't seen the dark side of the moon.
Yeah, there's no...
So, like, we don't really
know. We haven't
know.
Seen the flip side. So, we've only had a 2D picture of the moon. And then there's all these craters and stuff that are on the moon, but we don't see meteors, like, crashing into the moon or anything like that. So, I mean, here's my deal. I don't think the Earth is that the sun is billions of years or billions of miles away. I just don't. Because it seems illogical for God to do that. And I understand that God is all infinite.
Why
and
does
I am,
it seem illogical?
Because how is it that the moon and the sun are positioned? And again, like, his ways are not my ways by any means. But whenever you look at the eclipse and how that happens and you see that it's perfectly in the exact same position, like to cover the sun, I think that is something that is not a coincidence by any means. And certainly, like, by that observation, you could go both ways.
So are you thinking that eclipses are also governmental
No, I think
conspiracy?
They're real. I think okay. they're real. Like, I witnessed one this past, what, March or February or something like that. Like, I've witnessed that kind of stuff, but it doesn't change the worldview. And I think that whenever we as a whole, like, you look at our ancestors for the past 1900 years, we believe the Earth was flat. And I don't think that we're any smarter than our ancestors.
Well,
I really don't.
They didn't just believe it was flat. They thought that you could sail off of the Earth and just fall off of the Earth.
Yeah.
So why, with even a telescope, why can we not point the telescope at the plane of the ocean and see China or Japan or whatever else?
What makes you think you can't?
If we can see Mars, which is farther than Japan, we ought to be able to see.
So whenever you look at the curvature of the Earth.
So the Earth is curved.
Well, the claim of the curvature of the Earth, right?
Okay.
So whenever you're on one side of Lake Michigan, the far side,
uh-huh.
and then you throw a laser going across, you hit
water first.
The base of the skyscrapers. Like, whenever you actually look at how the curvature of the Earth, you shouldn't be able to see the tops of the skyscrapers.
Dude, I've watched a bunch of videos of these flat Earth guys that are like, yeah, this laser test, we're going to go half a mile, and we're going to prove all this. And they were like, oh, it's not what we thought. You know, so I don't know.
I'd love those sources. I'd love to look at those sources. Yeah, because
I'll just rewind like 10 years.
Exactly. Exactly. Yeah. I'll just rewind the last, I don't know, 8 years of my existence and pull up every single thing that shows that I believe that the Earth is flat. I know that the things that I saw. The things that I saw, y'all are sitting here looking like I'm a fucking idiot.
Okay, I'm starting to get dizzy, dude. Like, so, I think we've established that we've established at least that Pat and I for sure believe in the crucifixion and resurrection of
yes.
Jesus, and I'm almost 100% positive that
don't be almost.
That, Dave, I'm 100%
sold
positive.
Out.
Okay, David's
yeah.
sold too. Yeah. So what we've established. That we all are believers, but only Pat. Only Pat.
I'm not the only one, by the way, that's a flat earther in the church.
You know?
Right. Well, I mean, you know, I'm sure there's other people that went to Carlisle, but
who? Point them out.
I mean, I'm sure there's someone. I mean, I went to Troop, which is like literally
I can assure
4 minutes
you,
from there.
I can assure you, I did not get any of my flat earth belief from Carlisle by any means.
Like, yeah, they didn't teach you
at
anything.
All. Exactly.
You like, were homeschooled.
Yeah. The even the homeschooling, like I didn't even learn that from homeschool. I just like made observations, and then I started seeing other people online that were making similar observations, and I was like, Now I'm not religious about it, and I'm open to being proven wrong, but you're not going to prove me wrong on the fact that NASA has lied to billions of people.
I'm not
all
disputing
across
that.
The world.
And I didn't even bring it up to like have a debate about it.
Uh-huh.
I brought it up just to like point my finger and laugh at you. That's literally
that's what you always do.
That was the only reason I brought it up. But I mean, it does intrigue me. I mean, I have to admit some of the things do intrigue me. But then again, I have common sense. And not that you don't, but, I mean, yeah, it's a little bit much for me. But at the same time, there are things that I do agree with you on. Like, I think NASA's a load of crap, and I don't think the Earth is 65 billion years old or whatever they're claiming it is now.
It changes every year, it seems like, oddly enough, by a million or a billion each year.
Yeah, so... I know what erosion looks like just because I've, you know, dealt with it in my line of work.
Mm-hmm.
And when I went to Costa Rica and saw a waterfall that was supposedly caused by erosion over millions of years, it was pointed out to me by a very good friend of all of us that I should just take a step back and really look at it.
Yeah.
Does it look like it was something that happened slowly over time, or does it look like it was a catastrophic explosive event?
Yeah,
maybe not fire explosive, but like power explosive.
Yeah
I mean, and like, does it look like it happened over thousands of years, or does it look like it maybe happened in less than a week?
Yeah.
I think the same argument can be made with
the Grand Canyon.
The Grand Canyon. Yeah. And, you know, there's
Horseshoe Canyon. I'd like to go there. Like,
dude, I spent a lot of time growing up in Palladura Canyon.
Yeah.
My mom's from Canyon. Baby. And my both of my parents went to West Texas State, which is now West Texas State A&M. Mm-hmm. And, I mean, people don't know about Palladura, but, like, the only geographical thing we don't have in the state of Texas is ski mountains.
Yeah.
You know, we have the second largest canyon in, I think, this hemisphere in Palladura.
I think the Grand Canyon is an interesting thing to look at because
there's a lot of people that say that like you can't totally go everywhere. People in black suits come out and they're like, "Hey, bud, you can't go in this little cave."
Exactly.
So is that another place where the UAVs are or whatever? What is it called?
UAPs.
UAP.
Yeah. They've actually suggested that the Grand Canyon has a lot of civilization, like things, Egyptian artifacts and stuff like that. But that's, again, conspiratorial. Like, I get that. But whenever
I think
you...
that's a cop-out. I think when you say somebody's a conspiracy theorist, I think you're just trying to
It's not that
I haven't called you a conspiracy theorist.
Yeah.
I just said you're a little bit X-Files, you know?
Yeah, a little bit. I've seen like, whenever you look at the Grand Canyon, I think that it was done in about a month, honestly. And I think that the flood from the record in Genesis 6 had something to do with that, because as the waters settled, and not saying the Grand Canyon's in the Bible by any means, but there's been research that suggests that there was a giant lake that was
I think that's
over across several states, and whenever the dam broke, it broke at the Grand Canyon. and all that erosion took place, and that's how we ended up getting what we have today. There's other places. I know I worked at Horseshoe Canyon, and I worked with a lot of people who subscribe to the billions of years stuff and science and, you know, all that kind of stuff.
So they think the Earth is a sphere.
Yes. Yeah. 100%. Total losers.
Like David.
Yeah. Total losers. Not that they're losers. Yeah. Anyways, we're moving on.
The losers. Yeah. Trey.
But same thing in my observation was they'd be like, yeah, it took billions of years to make this. And I'm like, I really don't see it. Like, I see this as a catastrophic event that took place where these massive boulders got moved around every which way that you can imagine for whatever reasons. I don't know how it happened, but it didn't, the evidence wasn't over erosion for me. And because I know water and fire are the most destructive elements in the world, hands down. But one takes a lot longer to destroy things than the other. And if you're just going to like filter in millions of years into something, then that's a cop out within itself because no one's observing millions of years. We can't observe millions of years. Mm-hmm. Even our sediment layers don't even suggest millions of years. Like, it actually suggests that, like, whenever you have a bunch of animals that are found in a fossil record and you see them, their bones preserved, like, we don't have, like, you dig down 20 feet, you won't find a bunch of deer bones. You know what I mean? Unless something completely covered them up, mm-hmm. where the bacteria was locked in, they couldn't decay at a certain rate. Because if I throw a deer bone out, it's going to be gone pretty quick within a couple of years. But now everybody in science wants to get on the bandwagon and say, oh, well, this happened billions of years later. You can't record it, dude. It's,
well, I mean, they get their funding, I think.
Exactly. Like, and that's the point that I've really tried to understand with the flat earther thing is, who would fund this? No one, because it suggests that there has to be a creator, that there has to be, like, you can't deny that. If you found 100% empirical evidence that the Earth was shaped like a pancake, you can't deny that that's an accident because of the way that science...
You can't say it was an accident.
Yeah, you can't say that it was an accident.
No, I hear what you're saying, but, like, you can make the same argument the other direction. Like everybody in the universe has been in on this deal except for you. David and I were like in on the deal. It's like saying that Masons worship the devil or something. It's like, oh, well, you're not high enough in the Masonic order to know that y'all really worship the devil. Like, that's not the way that works. You think that there's this giant conspiracy that everybody in the universe for all of time since we determined that the Earth was round has decided, they've gotten together, they've all got on the same page, and they're like, hey guys, the Earth's round, it's really flat, but it's round, and tell everybody it's round, and we're going to teach everybody it's round. Like, what do the non-flat earthers have to gain by propagating that the Earth is round?
By being told that they're primordial soup that just accidentally happened.
I mean, dude, I've never cooked anything that was round. Everything I've cooked has been like a fucking pancake.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
What does that mean?
I like meatballs, so those are definitely spherical. But I see your point there, Trey. I don't know how it would play into convincing our buddy here that he's wrong.
I mean, I don't care if he's wrong or I'm right. Like, I don't. Yeah, like, yeah. The same point I was trying to make. Like, I don't gain anything if the Earth is round or lose anything if the Earth is flat. Like, I don't really.
I don't know why it would be a giant lie, because normally lies have, you know, ammo behind them.
Somebody like, has something.
What if the ammo? Gain? Yeah. What if ammo was convincing someone a lie that they're actually just an accident, and by that lie, somebody goes to hell over it. One person.
Well, I don't think
it's a pretty big what if.
I mean, yeah, I don't think that in order to believe that the Earth is round, you have to believe that you're an accident, you know, or that God didn't create everything and just made it round.
Right, but it's mainly the story that the science, quote unquote, has perpetuated over the years, because there's a story behind it. There's a story behind a created Earth that by a creator, by a loving God. Mm-hmm. And I'm not saying that Jesus even talked about flat Earth by any means.
Well, I understand what you're saying, but my take on is the Earth flat, is the Earth round, is just like belief in God. Belief is the most powerful thing that we have. No other creature on the Earth has the ability to believe. Monkeys don't believe. Dogs don't believe. Right. Okay?
Sheep don't believe. None of that.
God gave us free will. Mm-hmm. And we have the ability to use that free will to believe. Okay? So what's the point? You know? Like where are we going with this belief? I believe, no pun intended, that what you look for, you'll find. So if you look to prove the existence of God, I believe you'll prove it. And if you look to try to disprove the existence of God, I think you'll find evidence.
Hmm.
So, you know, generally speaking, I get what I focus on. And I'm not talking about manifesting, you know?
Yeah.
But like if I think I'm going to be successful, I'm going to work hard to be successful, I'm going to do everything I can be to be successful, I'm probably going to find some success. And if I really seek God, I'm probably going to encounter God, you know?
Yeah.
So if I really look for like reasons to believe that the Earth is flat, I'm probably going to find a bunch of reasons. And I think the reason David and I are over here like, I don't really know what to say to this, is because we've never really tried to figure out to prove the Earth is flat or round. Like, I mean, how much have you looked into that, David?
Zero.
Yeah. So, but I get that it's interesting, and I think it's almost amusing, because when we sat down to do this, we were like, what are we going to talk about? And like, apparently we were going to talk for 35 minutes about whether the Earth was flat or not.
That was definitely, I literally just wanted to do this. Point my finger like, you're an idiot, Pat. That's all I wanted to do.
Pat, David, and I had a blast recording this little bonus episode. I hope everyone has a wonderful Thanksgiving holiday with their family. And catch the full episode with David Wise December 13th. So his episode will be live December 13th. Hope y'all are enjoying it.